USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Two United States senators have been barred from visiting the Philippines over a measure that seeks to punish Philippine officials involved in the detainment of a top critic of President Rodrigo Duterte and his anti-drug crackdown. Salvador Pinello, a spokesman for Duterte, said during a news conference that the Philippine president ordered the Bureau of Immigration to deny Senators Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, and Patrick Leahy, a Democrat from Vermont, entry into the country. Pinello said, "We will not sit idly if they continue to interfere with our process as a sovereign state." Republican attempts to require photo ID to vote in North Carolina are being stopped by judges hearing arguments that the mandate is tainted by bias. A federal court announced that next week, U.S. District Judge Loretta Biggs will formally block the photo ID requirement scheduled to begin in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
In a Gallup survey of 1,000 adults, this has been named the most important problem facing the country. John Clements reports.
Gallup presented a number of choices for the concerns of Americans, ranging from the economy, immigration, and for national security. But the government was at the top of the list for the third straight year at 27%. When Gallup questioned respondents about their party affiliation, Democrats blamed President Trump, while the Republicans blamed the U.S. Congress for its dysfunctional actions in general, as well as the Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
Thousands of koala bears are feared to have died in a wildfire-ravaged area north of Sydney, further diminishing Australia's iconic marsupial, while fire danger increases in the country's east side as temperatures continue to soar. The mid-northern coast of New South Wales was home to up to 28,000 koalas. Over 30% of their habitat has been destroyed, according to Australia's Environmental Minister, Susan Ley. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tom Hanks can now add Greek citizenship to his list of accolades and awards. The Grecian president signed an honorary naturalization order allowing the actor to claim citizenship. Hanks' wife, actress and producer Rita Wilson, is of Greek and Bulgarian ancestry, and the couple often spend their summer vacations on the Greek island of Antiparos. They've also produced a number of films in the country. Wilson and Hanks produced the 2002 comedic hit My Big Fat Greek Wedding and its sequel. Hanks was also the executive producer of the 2008 musical Mamma Mia and the 2009 comedy My Life in Ruins. Under Greek law, honorary naturalization may be granted to people who have provided exceptional services to the country or whose naturalization serves the public interest. Hanks is also due to receive one of the highest honors at the Golden Globes next month with the Cecil B. DeMille Award. An Indiana pizzeria served up a lot more than tasty pies for the holiday season. Rockstar Pizza in Brownsburg gave 100% of their profits made on Christmas Day to employees who volunteered to come into work. Seven workers volunteered to spend part of the holiday at the store, and they each went home with more than $700. The tradition began roughly 5 years ago as a way to thank employees for their hard work. The store, located about 20 miles northwest of Indianapolis, was initially going to be open just a few hours from 4 until 9 p.m. on Christmas for carryout orders, but had to close early after a flood of calls came in. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.